Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner, highlighting a local social change maker, activist, or nonprofit leader.
Yeah, each week Caroline comes in and does exactly that. Highlights a community leader or somebody who's doing something cool in the community. And who you got this week, Caroline?
Good morning, everybody. I have my children on.
Yes,
actually, they're the actors of No Square Theater. And that is what we're highlighting today is the theater, which is a nonprofit in town. And they do amazing plays. And I would like to introduce Luke and Mason Bruder.
Hi.
Hello.
And we are going to talk about the play that is running at the Theater House this weekend and next weekend, called A Charlie Brown Christmas. I think everybody's familiar with that. So, Luke.
Yes?
What role are you playing?
Well, surprisingly, I am playing Charlie Brown.
Why is that surprisingly?
Well, because the last time I did a play at the No Square, I was like one of the, how do I say this, not so lead.
Prominent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Characters.
Yeah, and then now I'm like the lead. It's a big jump.
You must have done a good job then, because you got promoted.
Exactly. Yeah. That's called a promotion.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
And Mason, what's your role in the play?
Well, some of you might not know this, because this character has been taken out of Peanuts, like, as it starts to progress. I'm playing Shermie. I don't know if he's in the any other ones besides Charlie Brown Christmas, but I just remember him in Charlie Brown Christmas.
Well, it's great. And so the No Square Theater.
Wait, what kind of character is that? Because we all know Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
What's Shermie like?
Well, he's kind of like, I don't know what his mood is kind of all the time. It's just he's like kind of happy with Christmas. He's like, likes the commercialism, I guess.
He likes the gifts and all that, right?
Yeah. Listens by shopping.
He likes the commercialism. God, these are really, they're your kids, aren't they?
I only get like two lines in the entire thing.
Yeah.
But what are those two lines?
I'm going to say them in order.
Yep.
Every Christmas is the same. I always end up playing a shepherd. And the other one is like progressing after a couple of scenes. It's, what a blockhead.
Can I say my lines, please?
Like, no, Charlie Brown will say the whole entire thing.
Too many lines.
Yeah.
So, No Square Theater, they do these play after play. They do amazing plays. So if you don't know where it is, it's at the American Legion building on Legion Street at Glen Eyrie, and it is a small theater, and it is just amazing. And these kids, in particular for this play, there's only 11 of them, 11 characters in the entire play, and they have practiced like an adult schedule.
No, I bet they do, because Bree Rosen, who runs the thing,
that's right.
She's also responsible for Lagoonatics, isn't she?
Yeah.
And she is really amazing and a pro, and she's been around a long time, and she knows how to get the best out of people.
She does. And Joe Lauderdale is the director. And why don't you talk about what it's like? So you've worked with Bree and Ella Wyatt, who's the other director, who's going to be directing School of Rock, which Luke has his callback audition today for.
Yeah,
right on.
It's tomorrow.
Okay.
Can't wait for that. I have to get my guitar out of my case and get the track and all that type of stuff. So,
yeah,
pretty cool.
So, the three of them run this theater, and they really, you know, obviously it's a nonprofit, and we want to get the word out more about these plays, especially A Charlie Brown Christmas. It is so great. And the kids do something in the first half. It's an hour and a half total. And they do a reading. Each one of them got a subject around the holidays to talk about. Excuse me. And they get up and they do like a monologue. And okay. Mason, what's yours?
Actually, mine's the first one in it. And it's a story called The Laguna Lichen, and it's kind of like based off a story my dad made when he was staffing at a campsite.
Yeah, it's kind of like a ghost story.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
But it's got a local thing. It's called Laguna Lichen, so it must be a locally based story.
Yeah, no, seriously, I just made it up here.
Awesome.
Yeah, and then Luke, what's yours? What's your
so
story?
I am after Lula, actually, that did this.
Yeah.
Lula's Laura Buckle's daughter.
Yeah.
I'm Laura Buckle.
Our very own Laura Buckle.
She does Buckle's Got Back, and she's got a show called Smashed on the radio.
Smashed, yeah. Yes.
So I am doing artificial Christmas trees, and so since I'm Charlie Brown, I only get like a not so many lines, and I say something about my history, like my with my granddad. So that's what I do, and then we sing songs and...
Yeah, it's really great. It's just a wonderful way to enjoy the holidays. It, definitely everybody was singing and dancing, I mean, in the audience.
And can I seem to, you seem to really enjoy it. Is it something you really enjoy, or is it something that your mom said, you're going to this, it's bridge night tonight, I'm going to go out and...
Bridge.
I'm going to my book club or whatever.
That's it, bridge.
But you
well, I thought it was going to be normal, like... Because me and my brother were in Laguna Tots, which is Laguna Ticks for Kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought this play was going to be more like that. But then I realized it was not. It was like adult hours. And if I knew that before, I would not have done it. But now I'm kind of happy.
I've got news for you. If I thought that I was going to be on the radio at 7 o'clock in the morning, I wouldn't have done it either. Way too early. But yeah. There we are. You know.
Exactly. Yeah. It just happens.
And the good thing is there's no more rehearsals, which makes it good for me. Cause
now you're on.
No.
That's
a good segue. So what's the when is it on, and how can people get tickets and blah blah blah?
Exactly. Okay, so there are performances on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of this weekend and next weekend, and the performances are 7 o'clock Friday and Saturday and 2 p.m. on the Sundays, and you go to No Square Theater, theatre.
Is it really? Is it the French spelling?
It's theatre, yes.
Right, théâtre.
Théâtre.
So it's not theatre like the normal American spelling, it's French spelling. All right.
And go to the website, get tickets. They're $20, and it's worth every penny. And again, it's an hour and a half long at No Square, which is in the American Legion building.
Yeah, Legion Hall there.
Legion Hall at Glenary and Legion Street. And so, guys, what does it mean to you to be able to have this opportunity to perform in a really cool little theater for your community? What's it feel like?
It kind of feels like, well, when you first like get on stage, it feels like a little like nerve-wracking a little.
Yeah.
But then once you like get progress in the show, it starts to get not so nervous. You start to get not that nervous and all.
What's your favorite part, Mason?
Well, I have to say my favorite part is... here, I'll tell you guys. I'll tell you later. Just you can progress right now.
That's okay. Is it something quick?
I'm not sure.
Just one word. Say, what's the favorite thing? The audience, performing,
singing?
Oh,
like that. I thought you meant like favorite part, like in the scenes.
No.
My favorite part is the candy grams afterwards.
See? I'm telling you.
That's all what we...
He's in character.
Chocolate.
He likes commercials.
Chocolate and
flour. That's all what we're there for. That's all what we're there for. The candy.
Mason's there for the sweat.
That's all we're there for. That's brilliant. It's like, do you know what? If I'm going to use that, I'm going to steal that from you. Because when people say, what's your favorite thing on the radio? I'm going to say, lunch.
And also, just to tell you, there's one thing that our director told us to do. Like, if we make a mistake in the play,
make a big one.
Yeah, make it really big, so it sounds like it's like it's really a part of it.
Like you meant it.
Yeah. Like life.
Good advice.
And then like exactly. Yeah. And so, what about you, Luke?
So my favorite part of the whole play is the curtain call, and the Nichols part, and it's just really funny. The last two shows, it's been really funny for the audience and me and the person who's playing
the Nichols part, where you dropped a nickel in the can. Everybody remembers this, the Charlie Brown Christmas story, where who is it? Lucy's behind.
Lucy.
Yeah, and she shakes the can and makes a big
sound.
Deal about it.
How I love the sound of that horde play. What a beautiful sound. Nickels.
Yeah, so Mason knows like everybody's lines.
Yes.
Anyway, so what we're really here promoting, besides a Charlie Brown Christmas play, is the No Square Theater, a treasure of Laguna Beach, local theater. Nothing gets better than that. There's all kinds of plays all week, all year long, and your kids and adults can try out. And so I think that's it, guys.
Time to
go back to school.
No.
Yep.
We're continuing.
Anyway, and for the listeners out there, if you have any other nonprofits or social causes or activists that you'd like me to interview, let me know on the Caroline's Cause Corner Facebook page, and I will get right back to you.
Can I say something to you, though, Caroline, before you go?
What?
I love you, and I'm really appreciative of you doing this every week, finding people. It's not so easy. But meeting your kids, even more, just respect is due, because your kids are great.
Oh,
you've made good kids.
Yeah.
She made you. You know that?
I'd be boss.
I don't mean just she made you, like,
that's
physically.
Really,
I'm not being rude.
Radio.
I don't mean to be rude, but she made your personalities, and you've got good personalities. So your mom did a good job.
Thank you, Jason.
I thought that we were talking about the physical form. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah.
Just letting you know,
so
because you're not quite teenagers yet. When you get to about 13 and you hate your mom, just remember what I said.
Hey,
I'm very
never
close to
ever
that.
Gonna hate their mom.
I am very close to that. Two more years.
Yeah. You were always gonna talk to me and cuddle with me and kiss me forever.
That's really nice.
I have 4 years.
When you're 32. Yeah. You're still going to want to do it. I tell you, I've got news for you. I still want to cuddle my mom. Can't wait to see her at Christmas.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, all right.
That's good to know. Anyway, listeners, thanks for listening. And do you want to help me say my closing?
Before we all do it, I have one thing to say for all of you.
Go on.
I'll be back.
Oh, thank you for saying
that.
That's
really nice.
So, until next time, this is Caroline for Caroline's Cause Corner.
Yeah.
Make it a giving day.
Hey, this is Alice Cooper for Caroline's Cause Corner. Support your local charities and get involved. Until next time, make it a giving day.